Like to welcome you in the house of the Lord this morning.
As
Brother Branham says,
Sem profita vanoti,
when we come on a Sunday morning to church,
we
come in honor of his resurrection.
Not
much what we have done.
Kwete zvakawanda zvezvatakaita,
but what he has done for us.
Asi iye zvakatiitira.
So in appreciation
mukuyemura
for the grace that has been extended to our lives.
Nyasha dzakatambanudzwa kuupenyu hwedu.
We are here this morning.
Tiri pano mangwanani ano.
To say, Lord, we thank you.
Kuti ishe tinokutendai.
For the salvation.
Nekuda kweruponeso.
For the unmerited favor.
Nyasha dzisina zvatakaita kuti tidziwane.
Because sometimes when you are in the faith,
dzimwe nguva kana uri mukutenda,
you get to a point where you get used to things.
Unosvika paunojairira zvinhu.
Until you don't realize that it was just a favor.
Kusvikira unokanganwa kuti ifavor yawakaitirwa.
Amen. And that favor,
favor iyoyo,
is because God loved you.
Kuda kwekuti Mwari vakakuda.
And if he has loved us,
kana vakatida,
to set us aside,
vakatisa parutivi,
to show his word to us,
kutiratidza shoko ravo,
then we must appreciate him.
Tinofanira kuti tizviyemure.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why you find the Bible says,
ndokusaka vachiwana Bible richiti,
Mary, you are highly favored.
Hanzi Maria iwe wakafarirwa zvikurusa.
Amen. So we also have been highly favored.
Isu takafarirwa zvikurusa.
That in these end times,
kuti munguva inekupedzisira,
God showed us this message of the hour.
Mwari vakatiratidza shoko renguva ino.
Are you happy to be a Christian?
Unofara here kuva muKristu?
Amen.
Amen.
I'm so thankful for the invitation.
Ndinotenda zvikurusa nekuda kwekukokwa.
Amen. Thank you very much, Brother Makwinye.
Ndinokutenda zvikuru, Brother Makwinye.
Amen. And trust that the Lord God Almighty,
ndichitenda kuti Mwari Ishe wemasimba ose,
will drop something to encourage us.
Vachadonedza chimwe chinhu kuti chitikurudzire.
Amen. The thing that will take us a little higher.
Chinhu chinozotitora kuenda pachiyero chiri chepamusoro.
From where we have been.
Kubva apo patanga tiri.
So that we are ready for the coming of the Lord.
Kuti tigadzirire kuuya kwaIshe.
Amen. I know it's not very easy.
Ndinoziva kuti hazvisi nyore.
Amen. But the grace of God is sufficient all the time.
Asi nyasha dzaMwari dzakatikwanira nguva dzose.
Like always, you'll be saying, what should I talk about?
Nguva dzose unenge uchifunga kuti kondingataure pamusoro pei.
To be a blessing to these people,
kuti ndive chiropafadzo kuvanhu ava,
especially after the departure of our pastor.
Zvikuru sei mushure mekunge kuenda kwemufudzi wedu.
You're trying to say, now what could be relevant?
Unenge uchifunga kuti chii chingange chakakodzera?
What could be a blessing?
Chii chingave chiri maropafadzo?
What does the Lord want said?
Ko Ishe vanoda kuti chii chitaurwe?
And then there is a conflict now.
Panenge paine kurwisana iko zvino.
In trying to figure out what God wants to say,
uchedza kufunga kuti Mwari vari kuda kuti nditi chii,
and what I want to say,
nezvandinoda kutaura ini,
and what the people expect to be said,
neizvo zviri kutarisirwa nevanhu kuti zvitaurwe,
then you begin to like oscillate. Just trying to find out.
Unotanga kufamba uchiti kune kuko uchiedza kufunga
what God wants said.
Kuti ndezvipi zviri kudikanwa naMwari kuti zvitaurwe.
The difficult part of a preacher.
Ndo chikamu chakaoma chemuparidzi.
To find out what God wants said.
Kuwana zviri kuda kunzi naMwari zvitaurwe.
But in speaking the word of the Lord,
kutaura shoko raMwari,
to always encourage somebody.
Kuedza kukurudzira mumwe munhu nguva dzose.
Amen. But I hope it won't discourage anybody.
Ndinotenda hapana anozodzwa moyo.
But it will lift up.
Asi zvinozosumudza.
Those that are broken hearted.
Vane moyo yakaputsika.
Those that feel low.
Avo vanonzwa kudzikira.
Amen. And they will find out it was good to be in the house of the Lord.
Vozowana kuti zvanga zvakanaka kuvamba maIshe.
Amen. And so I'm so glad.
Naizvozvo ndina mufaro mukuru.
Amen. That I'm in the house of the Lord.
Kuti ndiri mumba maIshe.
Amen. But at the same time,
panguva imwe chete,
trying to say, Lord,
and chedza kuti Ishe,
what can I say?
Chii chandingataura?
So I trust that the Holy Ghost,
ndinotenda kuti Mweya Mutsvene,
will minister to us.
Uchashumira kwatiri.
Amen.
Amen.
When I came, arrived yesterday.
Pandaka,
I don't know. Let me go and see Sister Chesa.
Sister Chesa.
So that I don't just see a church, we won't have much time
at church.
So we were just chatting. Amen. Just trying to encourage one another and to be chatting. Amen.
Amen.
So I've known the Chesas.
And the guys from Rekwa Chesam.
Amen. Sister Chesam, Brother Chesa.
Sister Chesa and Brother Chesa.
We're talking from 1978.
Tukutaura kutiku bagore 1978.
So we've been associates for the last 40 years.
Tangatiriwa wadzane kumakore, fota apuram.
So naturally you have a lot of things that you can chat about. Amen. You can chat a lot of things and say, oh, those other years.
Takataura zvinzakawanda tikati, oh, makore aya zviya.
Remember those years, those
that.
Yeah, then you try to look for familiar grounds that you associate together. Amen, and encourage one another. Amen, and so it is like that.
Zvakaita saizvozvo.
Amen.
Amen.
So let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father, we thank you, we bless you, we love you, we appreciate you. We give all thanks and honor to thy holy name. Father, I'm praying, anoint these words that we're going to read, for the prophet has taught us that any able-bodied man can flip over the pages of the Bible, but Lord, it's you that gives the unction and life and quicken the word. Master, I pray, speak to the hearts of the people. Encourage, Father God, those that are discouraged. Lift up those that are downtrodden. Father God Almighty, save the lost. Father, fill with the Holy Ghost and heal the sick. I pray, anoint the hearers. In Jesus' name as I pray, amen.
Amen.
Let's turn our Bibles to the back of Ephesians chapter
1.
I'd like to read Ephesians chapter 1. The familiar scripture.
And
we pray that the Lord will give unction and to see familiar faces.
Happy
to see Brother Lazarus there.
Brother Lazarus Faripapo.
I mean Brother Lazarus Ngwarati. Brother Ngwarati. I know this Brother Lazarus.
Brother Lazarus Ngwarati. Brother Lazarus.
Amen. Amen. You know him as Brother Ngwarati.
Brother Ngwarati.
And I know him as Brother Lazarus.
Brother Lazarus.
Amen. And so Amen. Happy to see him with his wife there. And Brother Ben there.
Brother Ben.
Quite a lot of faces. Brother Fred there.
Na Brother Fred.
Amen. For Amen. A long time. Amen. So we want to thank the Lord very much.
Amen.
Happy to be with you.
Chifara.
Amen. Ephesians chapter 1, we shall read from verse
1.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, Paul,
an apostle of Jesus Christ,
by the will of God,
Mwari,
to the saints which are at Ephesus,
Ephesus,
and to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
Jesus.
Verse 2,
Ndimechipiri.
Grace be to you, and peace from God our Father,
Baba
and
bedu,
from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus
Christ. Verse 3,
tatu,
blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
Baba Jesus Christ,
who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Jump to verse 4.
Now
I want you to take note. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. So we were chosen by him in him
Maari,
before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Verse 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Amen. So he has predestinated us unto the good pleasure of his will as children of Christ to himself. Amen. May be seated as we read Psalms 119. Psalms 119, verse 89. The Bible reads, "Forever, O Lord,
Jehovah,
thy word is settled in heaven."
Raka gadzikana kudenga.
Thy word is settled in heaven.
Shokorenyu raka gadzikana kudenga.
So if his word is settled in heaven,
kana shokoravo raka gadzikana kudenga,
then it means that word is not disputed.
Zvinoreva kuti shoko iroro haritwi gakava pamusoro paro.
That word is settled in heaven.
Shoko iroro kana raka gadzikana kudenga,
means that word cannot fail.
Zvinoreva kuti shoko iroro harikundikane.
And the Bible says,
Bible rinoti,
we are predestinated
isu takatemerwa
unto adoption.
Pakugadzwa kwevana.
So this is the little subject that I like to speak for a few minutes.
Ndoka musoro kenyaka ndoda kutaura kwema minutes mashoma.
We want just to title so that we have direction on what we are talking about.
Toda kupa musoro iwoyo kuti tizive kuti tiri kufamba tichienda kupi.
Our subject is when God releases the anointing for your adoption.
Hanzi kana Mwari vachinge vazurura chizariro pakuzodzwa kwako.
Your destiny
magumo ako
calls you to your blessing.
Anokudana kuti uye panzvimbo yako.
When God releases
kana Mwari vadurura kana kusunungura
the anointing for your adoption,
chizoro chekugadzwa kwako humwana,
then your destiny
zvino magumo ako kana kwakananga
call you,
anotanga kukudana iwe
to your blessing or opposition.
Kuti usike panzvimbo yaunogadzwa.
Amen.
Amen.
What am I saying here?
Ndirikuti chii pano?
I'm saying you cannot be.
Ndirikuti haukwanise kuva.
Where you are not supposed to be.
Kwa usingafanire kuva.
So,
naizvozvo,
Psalms 119 says.
Maapisari pa 119 inoti.
Forever, O Lord.
Hanzi nokusingaperi Jehovah.
Thy word is established in heaven.
Shoko renyu rakagadzwa kudenga.
So in heaven,
kudenga,
something has been established.
Pane chakagadzwa ikoko.
In heaven,
kudenga,
it's settled.
Zvakambva zvapera.
But on earth,
pano panyika,
people don't know what's settled in heaven.
Vanhu havazivi kuti chii chakagadzwa kudenga.
But in heaven it's already settled.
Asi kudenga zvakagadzwa kare.
And then God begins to unveil it.
Mwari vomva vatanga kubhedhenura.
But he unveil it. He unveils it by sending an anointing. And that anointing now has things to come to pass. So when we are talking about adoption, that we are predestinated. Remember, predestination looks back to foreknowledge. Amen. So predestination looks to foreknowledge. But you are predestinated to your adoption. In other words, you are predestinated to your blessing. You are predestinated to your position. But predestination looks back to foreknowledge. And foreknowledge looks onto your destiny. So destiny and foreknowledge are connected. So when destiny tests your destiny, are you hearing that? When destiny moves to your destiny and it gets to where your destiny is and does not find you, Destiny begins to call you to your blessing. But how are you called to your blessing? God begins to release an anointing. So that anointing now begins to let things roll. So that you get to where you're supposed to be. That's why if a thing is established in heaven, you cannot stop it. The devil cannot stop it. Your enemy cannot stop it. And you can't stop it either. So our predestination takes us to our adoption. So our adoption is not what we like. Our adoption is not what we want. Because your adoption has nothing to do with you. Because it was predestinated in him before you were born. Your adoption was already predetermined. So your adoption has nothing to do with what you want. It has nothing to do with what you don't want. Our adoption has nothing to do with circumstances. If the circumstances want, if the circumstances does not want, it cannot stop your blessing. Because it was already ordained forever, O Lord. Thy word is established. And our adoption was predestinated. So circumstances cannot stop where God said you will be. That's why we must be happy. It's not what you can do. It's not what you can do. But it was already established in heaven. In heaven, something was already established for you. It may not have arrived, but wait until God releases the anointing for your adoption. Nobody will stop it. Even the devil in hell can't stop your adoption. So our adoption is not determined by who likes it and who doesn't like it.
Yes, sir.
In other words, we are not at the mercy of somebody who doesn't like
us.
Amen. We are not at the place of somebody who likes it. So whether I like it or I don't like it, that has nothing to do with it. That thing is what is established in heaven. Because when God releases his anointing, he is not releasing his anointing for your likes and your don't likes. He releases his anointing that his word comes to pass. And then his word, he says, you are predestinated to a certain position. You are predestinated to a blessing, to an inheritance. In other words, that inheritance, nobody can take it away from you. So our adoption is not in the hands of man. It's not in the hands of man. If it's in the hands of man, you'll have a problem. You'll have to grease the man all the time. Amen. You have to pay him up all the time because it's in his hands. But I thank God that our adoption is not in the hands of men. So don't be afraid, don't fear, don't be intimidated when a man likes you or he doesn't like you. However and whatever he speaks about it, it does not matter.
Oh
Lord, thy word is forever established in heaven. So it's established in heaven. It's a matter of time before that which is established in heaven comes to pass on the earth. Lord, teach us how to pray. Matthew chapter 6. When you pray, you must say, thy will be done on earth and this earth as it is in heaven. So it's established in heaven first. Then on earth it comes to pass. So when we know that, we must be a bunch of happy people. We must be a bunch of people that are moved by this gospel. Because when we look at the word, we can actually prophesy what is going to take place. When we meet an enemy, we can prophesy and say, I have overcome you. Because it's established already in heaven that we are overcomers. So we don't win by chance. We don't overcome by chance. It was already established in heaven. So the temptations, the trials, don't intimidate us. No. The trials just come. Then we pull out. The word is established for us for that particular hour. Amen. So our adoption is influenced by what he chose before the foundation of the world. That is Ephesians 1 verse 4. So our adoption is influenced by what he chose. It's not influenced by man. Oh, I like that. Before Pharaoh was born, God had already ordained in Genesis chapter 15 that you are going to be in a strange land and you are going to get to your inheritance. You are going to go to Canaan before Pharaoh was born.
Yes, sir.
Can I hear an amen on that one? Before Pharaoh was born, God had already established in heaven. And in Genesis chapter 17, God makes a covenant with Abraham about the inheritance. God in chapter 17 was already speaking about their adoption, was already speaking about their presence, was already speaking about where they will be. And then 400 years later, after it was already established, Pharaoh comes on the scene. Tell me, brothers, then a man like Pharaoh, who comes long after a thing is established, can he stop what is already established in heaven? I don't care how powerful Pharaoh is, but he can't stop what was already established in heaven. So don't worry about who wants to stop you. Don't you worry about how the devil tries to hinder you. It's already established in heaven.
Yes, sir.
You are not a son. You are not a child of God because of the good works you have done. You are not a child of God because you just come to church. That has nothing to do with it. Coming to church is an appreciation. Coming to church is doing what you're supposed to do. But there's something about something that happened in eternity. Because remember, the Bible says, forever, O Lord, thy way. But remember, before it's a word, it is a thought. Before it is a thought, it was in the mind of God. So our adoption does not start from here. It starts from eternity. So if it starts from eternity, it's unstoppable. Nobody can stop it. There's no devil in hell that can stop our adoption. That's why we must be happy. To know that eternity is taking our adoption. Eternity is releasing an anointing to bring us where we belong. So when heaven was looking at Pharaoh, heaven was looking at Egypt, heaven was hearing the cry of Israel. Until in the Exodus chapter 2, 23-24, the Bible says, and God heard the groaning and the cry of the children of Israel. God was not moved by the cry. He heard the cry. God is not moved by your cry. He can hear your cry. But the Bible says, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham. He heard the cry. But he's not moved by
cry.
He's moved by his word. So he remembered his covenant. Because he said after 400 years, and he looked at his timepiece, and he knew that something must take place.
Israel
must come out of Egypt. But here was
Israel
and a powerful force. So what did God do now? He released an anointing. He released an anointing. The pillar of fire comes down in Exodus chapter
3
to release that anointing for Israel to go to that adoption. When that pillar of fire came down, when that anointing came down, Moses, who was a runaway prophet, became unstoppable.
Israel,
who were weakling, but after Moses came, they noticed that must be God. Brother Branham says, and the Bible says, they believed in Moses and they believed God. What was happening in heaven established that there would be a place called Canaan. Their inheritance. Their place. Their position. But
Pharaoh
wanted them to remain slaves because there was cheap labor. But heaven saw them away from Egypt. How are they going to come out of Egypt? Don't worry how we are going to come out of that problem. Don't worry how it's going to be. You must identify that something is already established in heaven for you. God knows how to release the anointing. And when God releases the anointing, I'm very sorry if you go before Israel. You die. Because Israel must go. So if you try to stop Israel, you die. The first bones of Egypt had to die to pave way for Israel to get to the adoption.
Oh, Grand
Sihon.
Amen.
Oh, Grand Sihon king. They had to die. The people of Jericho had to die so that Israel gets to their adoption. So when anything goes before the Israel's adoption, that thing has to go away one way or the other. Because his word is unstoppable. What he says must come to pass. The impossibles had to come to pass. The Jordan had to open the way. Why? Israel's adoption was not negotiable. Your adoption is not negotiable. Your blessing is not optional. You don't have to beg the devil and then you have mercy. You receive mercy from the devil. No. It's not negotiable. Settled in heaven. So finally,
Israel
came to their possession, Canaan. And Joshua divided their inheritance. Father, there is no one who can stop. Because the anointing, when he comes, it makes life easy. It makes life easy. Because the anointing will get rid of all impediments and hindrances. The anointing pushes you. The anointing takes you. The anointing will give you manna. The anointing will give you water from the rock. Why is he giving you water from the rock? The anointing is taking you to your blessing. So when you know that you have a position in Christ, you have a place in Christ, there is no need to worry. There is no need to fear. There is no need to be troubled. He says he predestinated us unto the adoption. I want to read a quote from the prophet. In the great shining light, he says, he says, but it gives us consolation. Great shining light. But it gives us consolation to know this, that we do not hold our destiny. God holds our destiny. And he has ordained it to be so. And there is nothing will ever interrupt the program of God. We are bound to arise.
He says
we are bound to arise. Nobody can interrupt the program of God. Amen. So our destiny is not in our hands. We don't hold our destiny. Our destiny is in the hands of God. And there's nobody who can interrupt it. We are bound to arise. Oh, I like that statement. We are bound. There is nothing that can stop us. We are bound. We are going to arise. We are getting there where God said we will get. Aren't you happy, church? That you are bound to arise. But sometimes you have to go through glory avenue. Amen. And suffering road. Amen. Down the valley. Up the mountain. Through the Amalekites. Through the Red Sea. Through the Jordan. You see the mighty walls of Jericho. But Israel is bound to arise. You are bound to arise, brother. So don't you worry about what you are going to see. Don't you worry about the trial that you have. Don't you worry about the hindrance that tries to block you. When the hindrance are there, look back. There's somebody who has said you will arrive.
Yes, sir.
And he who has said it cannot fail.
Yes, sir. Amen.
So when it's like that, oh brother, we are so happy. Brother, when the anointing is released, God begins to work out things. Let's look at David. I will not read the scriptures to save on time. God, David was ordained to kill
Goliath. Yes, sir.
His blessing was there. That is the young man who is going to knock out this Philistine. Who is going to bring victory to Israel. But David had one problem. He didn't qualify to be in the army. Because the army of Israel, 20 years and above. And David was only 17, 18. So if he would go to the recruitment office of the army, they would say, give us your birth certificate. And says, young man, come after 2 years. But heaven saw David fighting this man. How was that going to take place? That's why I'm saying, brother, sister, don't you worry. God will release an anointing so that you get your adoption. The anointing came down upon Jesse. That was the start of the anointing. anointing. And Jesse said, David, take bread. No, don't go and fight. No, he's not talking about fight. Take bread. And go to the army. And give your brother. So David is going to the army now. Part with the mission of bread. God's ways are past finding out. God's ways you can't understand. Why? God was releasing the anointing of the blessing of David. Rather, when he got there, he gave them the bread. And he heard the Philistine. And God made sure that 40 days these guys had failed to challenge Goliath. So God knows when to bring him. If he had come 14 days, the other guy says, no, we can fight you. God made sure that everyone has given the chance to fail. So anyone who has come with a solution, whether it was a baby or unqualified for the army, brother, they wanted a solution. Don't you worry how it's gonna be. Don't you worry how you're going to come to a blessing. David did not fight his way to his adoption. Remember when he came to the army, his brothers began to say, you are very naughty. Whom have you left those few sheep with? And then he says, is there not a cause? He knows how to answer. Is there not a cause? Don't fight, brother. Don't fight your brother. Don't fight this other brother. Is there not a cause? Heaven has already declared. It is established in heaven. What's left is a manifestation on the earth.
Amen.
What's left is a manifestation of the earth. So don't you go in between. Because you die.
Yes, sir.
If you try to interrupt God's program, you will die.
Amen.
What am I talking about here? So David finally says, I'm ready to kill this man. I'm going to fight him. And Saul says, you are only a youth. And that man has been a warrior for
us.
David did not dispute that. David began to tell him his experience. The first and the second
part.
The lion and the bear. When Saul heard that, I got a friend, young boy, go and fight. There was no story of birth certificate. There was no story of 20 years or 18 years. The lion and the bear. What did God do? God made a way for David to come to his position. And God has to bypass a lot of things. He bypassed the protocol. He bypasses this and the other. Because his word cannot fail. Protocol will not stop God's word.
Amen.
Yes, sir. We all know the story. And David slew Goliath. And there he was now. And the people say, oh, this young man. The anointing came upon the city. And they composed the songs one time. Saul killed his thousand. David killed his 10,000. Your anointing released from heaven will take you to your place. But what happens is, what is called destiny, if we can illustrate, if destiny was a moving being and it comes to your destiny here and he sees you are not there, he begins to call you, I have come to where you are supposed to be. be, and you are not there, what is hindering you? And David says, I'm only 18 years. Destiny says, okay, we'll sort that out. You must be here. But remember, destiny has something to do with God. Foreknowledge, anointing has something to do with God. So he who is your destiny, who has determined your destiny, is the one who foreknows. He is the one who releases the anointing. So he goes now and releases the anointing and says, now we are pushing you now. You are now going to where you belong now. And there you finally arrive. Brother, no one can stop you to your position.
Yes, sir. Amen.
1 Samuel chapter 8. They got to a point where Israel said, we want a king. Rather, and they got their soul. And he was anointed. So their soul now is king. But heaven had already established that
David
is the king of Israel. Because the Bible says there is a man after God's own heart. But this one here was after people's hearts. So there was the difference. The one who is now on the throne is after men's heart. The one who is not on the throne is after God's heart. Heaven has established that David is going to be the king. But there was Saul. How is God going to work out that story? He releases an anointing of foolishness upon Saul. Because David has to be king. And the only way to get rid of Saul, God must find an excuse. But Saul is so diligent in his ways. So God has to bring in confusion, foolishness.
Yes, sir.
Go and kill the Amalekites. All of them. Young or old. Saul goes.
But
he sees fat cow.
Fat sheep.
And then he says, oh, I think this will be very good. And he keeps the fatlings. And God says, I've got him. I've got him. God has got ways that are past finding out. But look at David. He didn't fight to become a king. He didn't fight Brother Saul and say, Brother Saul, do you know I was anointed out of a hole? And you were anointed out of fire. He didn't have to fight like that. Rather, he was just waiting. God's time. When God's time comes, he makes everything beautiful. At God's time, he makes everything beautiful. So don't fight to get to your adoption. No, you won't get there. You die in your fight. When you're talking about God's timing, you must know you are dealing with supernatural
realm.
And you must wait for your adoption, for your blessing from his anointing David to his blessing. That was a good 13 years. Brother, he was nowhere near the throne. At most, he was in the Philistine land there, running away from Saul, far from the throne of Israel. But heaven knew that him must be there. So for 13 years,
David
was not fighting nobody. Saul comes in his head. He says, leave him alone. Joab says, let's kill him.
Joab akati ngatimuraye.
Abishai said, let's slaughter him.
Ngatimuraye.
David says, no.
David akati kwete.
David was not fighting for his adoption.
David akanga asingarwire kuti agadze.
David was not trying to get his adoption. No.
When
God releases the anointing for your adoption, rather you get there.
Yes, sir.
So finally,
takupedzisira.
David gets.
David akasvika panzvimbo yake.
Position.
And
they all began to say, it is you,
David,
who fought for us. It is you, David, who fought for us against the Philistines. It is you, David. Everyone is acknowledging that now. Destiny began to call
David
from the Philistine
land.
Began to call
David
from where he was wandering.
Destiny
began to bring him to where he belonged. There is a place that you belong. There is a realm that you must delve in. There is a dimension that you must operate in. And that's the place of your adoption. That's why 1946, the angel of the Lord said, if you get the people to believe you, what was he talking about? If you get the people to believe you, in other words, you have a ministry. That's like Eliezer. You have got a ministry to get Rebecca, who is the type of the church. And Eliezer, you have got a ministry to connect Rebecca to
Isaac.
If you get the people to believe, so our Eliezer, Malachi 4, is the ministry to connect the church to our
Isaac.
To connect with the supernatural. That's what that ministry is all about. To connect us to another realm. To connect us to another dimension. To connect us to a sphere that we operate and are influenced by Isaac. That's why when Rebecca was connected to Isaac and the influence of Isaac was upon her and she was now pregnant, and there was a lot of movement. There was a lot of problems. She did not go to Isaac. No, and say Isaac was the problem. She had been influenced. Mark chapter 11. If you say to this mountain, so
Rebecca
calls to God and say, why am I thus? She has connected to
Isaac.
She is now in the realm, in the sphere, influenced by Isaac. We want to thank God for Malachi 4. He has introduced us to Isaac, to a realm, to a dimension, to a sphere where you don't have to fear, where you don't have to worry. Something good is about to happen. You get there. You will arrive. You are unstoppable. No one can interrupt the program.
Amen.
Can somebody say amen to that? No one can interrupt the program. Brother Bram says, nothing happens by chance. Everything is ordained of God. No matter what happens, all things are going to work together. Nothing happens by chance. It's in letting off the pressure. Nothing happens by chance. So when anything happens, nothing happens by chance. Everything is ordained of God.
Because
remember, before it happens on the earth, it's sanctioned in heaven. So nothing happens by chance. But when what happens on the earth, it may not be what we like. It may be what is very painful. It may be what we never thought of. But get this one thing, assurance. It does not happen by chance.
Yes, sir.
Our unfortunate situation is we are not prophets. So God is not obligated to tell us before he does anything.
If
we were prophets, he would come and say after 2 weeks, be careful of this and that and that and that. You're going to lose your leg in a car accident. Then you prepare for, you know, for that comfort. But because you are not prophets, you just all of a sudden one day,
you wake up
nice morning, but at the end of the day, you no longer have a leg. God is not obligated because we are not prophets. But one thing for sure, nothing happens by chance. If it, now it doesn't happen by chance, God says everything is ordained of God. Oh, are you happy Christian friends? That should give us confidence. That should encourage us. That should give us a hope. That should tell us that God has not left us. Because the things are not happening by chance. Oh, Christian friend. When God releases his anointing, there was a man called Mordecai. Things looked very bad. He stayed by the gate there. Whatever his job was, he hung around the king's neck. When he looked at Mordecai, rather he was so miserable, rather by the gate all the time. And Haman now has to be worshipped. And he doesn't bow to all the Haman. But it looks like his destiny was in trouble. Because the king, the law of the king, it says it. People must bow down to Haman. And this one says, I'm a Jew.
It
looks like his life was in danger. But I want to ask a question. What did heaven have? What was established in heaven for this man here? Not what people knew, no. Because God will not tell the people. But what was established in heaven? Victory.
Amen.
Was established in heaven.
Amen.
Victory.
Genesis
chapter 22.
Genesis 22.
Seed of Abraham,
Abraham,
you shall possess the gates of heaven. Whatever gate it is, he was going to possess. So this gate was now Haman. This gate was now the law of the king. But heaven had already established that you will possess the gates of your enemy. Rather, we are not here to win our battles by chance. We are possessors. Before we fight the battle, we are winners before the battle, because it's already established in heaven. Thy word, O Lord, is forever established in heaven.
Yes, sir.
So Mordecai.
Mordecai.
So God released this anointing to work out what was ordained for Mordecai's adoption. So destiny
magumo
went to destiny
akaenda kunema magumo
and looked for Mordecai on the throne.
Ndokumba zvasaga Mordecai pachigaro.
And destiny did not find him.
Destiny
looked around for him.
Magumo
and saw him on the gate. And destiny looked around. And saw the gallows of Haman. And destiny says, now this needs quick work. Because destiny cannot fail. His blessing cannot be interrupted. Destiny, because we have to work here. Brother, that night, destiny arrived. And
said,
Ahasuerus, no sleep today. No sleep. Destiny
magumo
has to bring somebody to where he belongs. Rather, he failed to sleep until he read the Chronicles of the King. And he picked up that there was Mordecai. And said, what has been done for this man? They said nothing. And he said, the next day, when Haman arrived, he said, Haman, we all know the story. It was chop chop. Destiny
magumo
saw Mordecai on the throne, but there was Haman who was a hindrance. There was a Haman who was trying to interrupt. There was a Haman who was trying to block. And we all know that story. He starts, he is humiliated first.
Haman.
He was humiliated first. And then the next thing, as we know,
he's
hanged on his own guards. He was trying to block. But heaven
had ordained for
me. So God had to get rid of him. God had to get rid of him.
He died for nothing.
The man was already a brigadier in the army, whatever he was there. He had all the rank, but trying to block. There are enough people and lieutenants to salute him. Why are you worrying about this Jew here? But God had to bring some foolishness so that he gets rid of him. When he got rid of Haman, took that household, took the ring, and it was finally given to Mordecai. And in Esther chapter 10, Mordecai is the second in charge of Babylon. He has arrived to his adoption. He has come to his possession. He has come to his blessing. But he did not fight. He did not struggle. He did not displace nobody. Rather, he was just confessing, I am a Jew. That was his confession. And that confession was enough. He is the high priest of our confession. What are you confessing this afternoon? Confess the word. And yes, God will anoint the word to come to pass. Because God cannot do anything outside of his word. Mordecai comes to his adoption. There was this woman called Esther. She was a nobody. Such an orphan. Unnoticed, only known by Mordecai the relative, but she was unknown. But heaven had declared in heaven that Esther, a Jew, was going to be queen in Babylon. What a mystery! Rather, we are a life of mysteries. What a mystery! A Jew girl comes in captivity, and heaven says she's going to be queen. Meanwhile, there was already Esther. How are you going to play around this thing? Don't you worry, brother, sister, on how it's going to be. We are predestinated to our adoption according to the good pleasure of his will. And he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world.
Yes, I am.
So we don't have to strive. We don't have to fight. There is Esther. Rather, God had to cause some foolishness to Vashti. Vashti becomes so foolish.
She
says, I'm not coming there. That's what God wanted. And she says, he's not coming. And she'll never be there anyway. So we all know the story. Why? The anointing was released for the adoption of
Esther.
So that she goes to her place. Rather, your place. If somebody tries to take your place,
God will remove that person from your place. I'm saying, don't rush. You'll be removed.
Wait like Esther. And nobody just praying, Lord God, Lord God, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. At God's time, he will make all things beautiful. So
Esther
finally goes on the throne. What a mystery. King Ahasuerus, a Babylonian king,
Mambo Babylon.
His wife, his queen, Esther a Jew. His second in charge, Mordecai
a Jew.
What a mystery. Where are the Babylonians? They are there. But God is playing out. He is unfolding the mystery that he had in his mind and is now rolling on the earth here. Until the Babylonians must have wondered, but what went wrong with our king? But they dare not speak it out, because the king of Babylon, if he's not happy with you, you are killed. That was law there. But it's a mystery. God anointed, believing in anointing, so that what he has ordained cannot fail. What God has ordained, brother, cannot fail. It will never fail.
Yes, sir.
If we know that it cannot fail, then we must be a bunch of happy people. I'll read a quote. Brother Brown says, in things that are to be,
he
says, you were all pre-planned by God. You were pre-planned by God. Nothing happens by chance with God. He knows all about it. It's all pre-planned. Planned for many generations back, so that you could be here tonight. So it's pre-planned generations back. So to you it's a surprise. To you it's new. To me it's an accident. To me it's new things. But God says we're all pre-planned. If we're pre-planned, it means nothing can stop that plan. In heaven, God was already playing out in tithes and shadows, that there was going to be a greater than Solomon. Who was Jesus Christ? A greater than Solomon. So if he was going to be greater than
Solomon,
it means there had to be Solomon. But this Solomon here was to be a son of David. And this Solomon, son of David, Solomon, had to be born by Bathsheba. But on the earth, but see, there was married to
Uriah.
But heaven is seeing David marrying this one, and a greater than Solomon is here. So when heaven looked down and saw that Solomon now must be born, but there is an hindrance:
Uriah.
There is something that is blocking. Uriah is blocking. Rather, I don't care whether you call David a murderer, whether you call David an adulterer. God does not look at that. Uriah had to go away one way or the other. Because
Solomon
had to be born. So Uriah got rid of. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And so a child is born, and we all know that first child dies. And know what Brother Brown says? You know, I like what Brother Brown says. Brother Brown was a prophet. Brother Branham says, God had to allow
David
to commit adultery, kill Uriah, so that he could be different from Christ. He says, if David didn't have that, David and Christ would have compared toe to toe. And Brother Brown says, God had to let that out so that David could die. And Christ is the upper hand. So whilst we can call him an adulterer, he killed Uriah, I don't know about that. That's our phraseology on the earth. But the phraseology of heaven is predestination to the adoption. The phraseology of heaven talks about destiny. So finally Solomon is born. Watch what the Bible says. God loved Solomon.
Yes, sir?
Out of taking somebody's wife, killing somebody, a man, your general in the army, and Solomon is born, and then God says, God loved Solomon so much. A great drama, unfolding on the
earth.
God
Mwari
had to release
vakato sunungura
an anointing.
Chizoro.
Solomon had to be born. Greater than Solomon.
Mukuru kuna Solomon.
Oh, Christian friends.
Amai Christum.
The things of God
zinu za Mwari
are very simple.
Ziri nyore.
But we need to be led of the Holy Ghost.
Asi tinofana kutungamirwa nemweya mutsvene.
Right? This son of Solomon, the son of David.
Mwanakomana David.
Solomon. Had to be on the throne.
Aifanira kuva pachigaro.
Never mind how he was born. But he had to be on the throne. Aifanira kuva pachigaro. Watch his brothers.
Tarisa vakoma vake nevanikina vake.
Adonijah comes.
Adonijah akauya.
And says, I am king.
Akati ndiri mambo.
Absalom comes.
Absalom oya.
And I say, I am king.
Akati ndiri
mambo. Solomon is just quiet.
Solomon akanyarara.
Solomon did not say, I want to be king. No.
Ana kuti ndoda kuva mambo kwete.
It was his mother.
My wife,
who came and said, King
David.
I hear a lot of things happening. But didn't you say
Solomon
was going to come after you? Solomon did not fight. But look at Adonijah. Look at
Absalom.
Look at his brothers. God had predestinated. Because there is a story of greater than Solomon. If it was going to be, there was going to be a phrase of greater than Solomon. And David was a type of Christ. It means Solomon had to be a king. Because then greater than Solomon is here Christ the king. So Solomon had to be a king. So Solomon is now brought in.
Yes, Solomon, dokumba,
and then he's placed there.
Dokumba,
as the king.
Tamambo.
He arrives. You can't stop. You can't hinder. What is being established in heaven? What's established in heaven? God will release an anointing. And then your destiny begins to call you. And then I don't know how to get there. Christ said, just walk. Just take your feet out of the boat and walk. You will walk on the water. You may not know how you are going to get there. But the destiny says, time is come. You just step out in faith. The anointing will help you. And surely Solomon became king. There he was placed. There he was adopted. There he was now in his position. Destiny calling him. Because it was anointed. Because it was already predestined. Brother, what is predestinated? You cannot fight it. That's why I don't care how hell can fight against you. The Bible says, no kingdom, no weapon fashioned against you shall ever prosper. You shall bring down the strongholds of the enemy. But look at how weak we are sometimes. We look weakly. But heaven, that weak brother, when he kneels down and prays, brother, the kingdom of hell shakes. She looks very weak when you look with the eyes of the flesh. But when she prays, there is power. Because heaven declared already that she is a daughter of God. That's why we must not fear. We are ordained to life.
Yes, sir?
No one can stop us. Look at
Joseph.
Hated by his brothers. All things working bad. He is sold.
Amen.
He is sold by his brothers. But the circumstances cannot stop his adoption. He goes to Potiphar's house. Accused of attempted rape. Goes to jail. Those circumstances could not stop his adoption. All things work together for good. God knew that the two men who were supposed to be in prison coming from the king's palace. How was Joseph going to meet those guys? If he was not in prison. If they are not in prison, they had status.
And
David can't reach status.
So
they had to be in prison, and
God
says, go meet them in prison. And God says, Potiphar's wife, you be the agent. You be the agent to take David, Joseph, to prison. So goes to prison. God begins to play out the drama. Oh, Christian, all things work together for God. Rather, all things was working to his adoption. It was working to his blessing. But it could not happen unless there's an anointing. That's why wherever he was, there was an anointing, a presence. Everyone was blessed because of Joseph. The anointing that was released by God. Rather, don't you worry about the circumstances that you pass through. They may be hard, but they will not stop your adoption. They may be difficult, but they will not hit your position. It may be tough, but I'm telling you, your inheritance belongs to you, not to somebody else. But God, by his sovereign mercy, who allows this one to go through this, some through the fire, some through the water, some down the valley, but all through the blood. But where are they all heading to? They are heading to their adoption. They are heading to their blessing. They are heading to where they belong. What was ordained cannot be stopped. So finally, Joseph, he comes out of prison straight to his adoption. You may be coming out of your prison, but I tell you, when you get your adoption, all the sorrows, all the cries that you went through, you say it was worth it all. All the problems that were shaping your life, you say it was worth it all. But when you go through the fire, brother, it's not easy. But if we were to choose, who would choose fire? No one would choose fire. You would choose the nice thing to go through. Lord, let me go through this one. This one is bearable. But this one won't take you to adoption. It is the fire that takes you to adoption. That's how God does his things. Your adoption is predestined. But how are you going to get there when God releases anointing? He takes four Hebrew boys. They all come into captivity in Babylon. And in the midst of all children of the Jews, there was a scholarship program. Presidential scholarship. To do a 3-year study in languages. And the four Hebrew boys that we know were picked up for that study in languages. What was God doing? God saw them higher up in Babylon. So he released an anointing. When he released the anointing, they are picked now to be near the king. Others were still there in Babylon. But this one became distinct. And in no time, there's the story coming up. You must drink wine. You must eat meat, sacrifice the idols. And they say, no, we don't do that. Says, hey, you give us into problems. No, don't worry, give us so many days. We show you our God is alive. What was God doing? They were on their road to the adoption. They were in the journey to the adoption. Ah, so brother, they were very happy. In no time, that person who was in charge says, oh, their cheeks are even fatter. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. They are on their way to the adoption. Then the next thing, brother, there is a king. dreams a dream. Rather, and they interpret it. Oh, brother, it was glorious. They were on their way to the adoption, but they didn't know there were lions on the way. They didn't know there was fire in the way. Rather, when they're interpreting dreams, brother, oh, there's a prison, brother Daniel. Sometimes when you're saying hallelujah, you just don't know 2 weeks to come. Rather, you'll be saying, but why me, Lord? You'll be singing, why me, Lord? Why you must go to your adoption? After the interpreting of the dreams, rather than the Bible says, when 3 years was over, they came out with double or 10 times distinction. 10 times wiser. However, brother, when they produced their certificates, I don't know what was written. Double honors, whatever, 10 times honors. I don't know what they got. But they're 10 times wiser. Amen. They would hug, brother. They were going to the adoption. But they didn't know. As in a couple of times, they're going to say, face fire.
Amen.
You are heading to your adoption. You are heading to your blessing. Nothing will stop you. Oh, brother.
Amen.
But God knows. So God released this anointing. They went through the fire. And there was the fourth man in the fire. He went into the lion's den. And the angel of the Lord came into the lion's den. They are going to the adoption. Finally. They are there. Governor Daniel.
Amen.
Governor Daniel.
Governor Daniel.
The other guys are princes there. Brother, high echelons of power. They have come to their adoption. Destiny was calling them to where you belong. Come where you belong. Don't run away from fire. Go where you belong. You belong somewhere. But it's you alone. Who belongs there? Destiny is calling you to where you belong. That's why, brother, sister, don't ever fight with a brother. Don't ever fight with a sister. Destiny, destiny, destiny. Jephthah's brother in Judges chapter 11. They came and said,
Jephthah,
you are the son of a strange woman. Strange statement. Why are they identifying Jephthah with his mother? Because they knew that if they identified Jephthah with his father, their father was one. So they were looking for occasion to displace him. And they say, your mother is this and that and that. And Jephthah fled away. He ran away. But God knew that Jephthah was supposed to rule. He was supposed to charge Israel. But now he has been chased away from his tribe of Gilead. And God released an anointing. So there was war, fight. In the tribe of Gilead, they saw that they have got problems. Meanwhile, they began to hear the exploits that Jephthah was doing. They said, brethren, we made a mistake. The only person who can help us is Jephthah. They send emissaries there. Jephthah is brought. Jephthah says, but don't forget, you chased me out. If you want me to help you, do you agree that I'll be your captain? God was now humiliating them now. They said, your mother. No one is talking about his mother now. They're saying, we want help from you. Rather, God will humiliate your enemy. God will make your enemy bow down. Don't you worry how God is going to do it. God will release an anointing that will help you to your adoption. So But his destiny was calling him to be a judge over Israel. So brother, he fights for Gilead. Brother, when he fought for Gilead, brother, he won the fight. And when you look back in the Bible, it says, in Judges chapter 12, it says, Jephthah ruled, judged over Israel. He was no longer judge over Gilead. He was now judging over Israel. You can't stop a person who is ordained to be where he's supposed to be. Even if they look for an excuse, brother, he bounced back. He was there. Heaven had ordained that he has to be there. Oh, Christian friends, don't you worry. Heaven has ordained. Heaven had ordained that Ishmael was going to be a general with David. But Ishmael was born in Gibeah. He was a Gibeonite. And according to Joshua chapter 9, Gibeonites were born cursed. Ewers of water. Amen. And choppers of wood. Never tell me the honey. If you had a degree in water engineering,
can I get a degree in water engineering?
If you had a degree in mechanical or whatever you had, chopping
wood.
Rather, they were cursed. But heaven had ordained that Ishmael is going to be a general. How was Ishmael a Gibeonite going to be a
general
when he's born under a curse? Rather, we were born under a curse. We came into the world speaking lies. We were born alienated from God. But heaven had ordained that we sit with him. Heaven had ordained that we are joint heirs. Heaven had ordained that we are going to be co-workers. How was that going to be? God had to release an anointing. God had to work out a plan. When David was chased away, running away from Saul, rather David was not looking for. There was no qualifications. Of who joins
David?
Amen. David was now running for his life. Whoever comes on his side was okay. Because the Bible wrote, all men nothing. David,
he said,
so like I am glad I've got an opportunity. Like I
were clever, got an opportunity,
like
and they came in, and they left their death there.
When
they came back, they were general.
Mighty gentle
warrior. He ran away with my money.
But Nyembe Zake was going to tell us that
he was a five-star general. You couldn't talk to
God. Had got away. When he has ordained you to adoption, nobody can stop it.
Yes, sir.
Where is Ishmael?
Yes, Hongo Ishmael are from.
Some of his Gibeonites
how did he manage to do that? How did he run away from the case?
He's now a general.
Now he's a general.
They
were using water.
And they were how did he do it? God released an anointing. Rather, you can't stop what God has preordained. So if you are part of God's program, you must not worry.
Yes, sir.
You must not worry. You must not worry. Because God has ordained to be where you want to be. Amen.
Amen.
So where are we? We are in the place where God wants us to be. There was a young man, Joshua. He was neither a prophet nor a priest. But God had foreordained that his one was going to divide the land. He is not a prophet. He is not a priest. He is just a soldier. Rather, I don't care your background. Don't worry about where you come from. Don't worry. You are a sinner. You are born in sin. You are a drunkard. Don't worry about that. If the grace of God and the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed you from there, then you are just as good as everybody. God looks to you through the blood.
Yes, sir.
Joshua.
Joshua.
God released an anointing to take him to his position. To take him to his position. To take him to his position. Neither priest nor prophet, but a soldier. And is the one now who is saying, son, stand still. He's speaking like a prophet.
Yes, sir.
He's leading an army. He's leading the people to the adoption. Only the likes of
Moses
would open the Red Sea. But he goes and opens the Jordan. What has happened? The man has arrived to his place. But if you compare with Moses, he was not a prophet. You don't have to be a prophet. I don't have to be a prophet. But we can access the same authority and the same power like a prophet. Because we are now joint heirs with the Father. So, Christian friends, don't you worry. The disciples chose
Matthias.
Rather, they cast lots of good. Matthias, God bless you. God bless you. Heaven was looking at the Gentile churches. The first one is Saul of Tarsus. And they put Matthias there. Heaven saw
Saul.
So God comes now and says, Saul, why persecutest thou
me?
Saul goes down. Saul becomes blind. Saul goes to Ananias. Saul comes back. Saul starts preaching the gospel. Saul says, I'm an apostle to the
Gentiles.
Until Peter comes and says, brethren, this man has got such an insight of the
spirit
that if you fight his anointing and his revelation, you fight it your own destruction. How did Saul of Tarsus become the first church age
minister?
It was ordained. It was there. Established in heaven. And then on the earth. It was manifested. So you will find in life, you do not have to worry about where you came from.
As
they say, but brother, I was a sinner. Well, you should worry if you are still sinning. Yeah, you must worry very much. But if you are no longer a sinner, if your sins went through the blood, if you ask for forgiveness, and God says, I forgive you, rather, you don't worry about what you went through. You are now looking at yourself the way God looks at you.
Yes, sir.
God wants to take you to your position. In closing, when all the Jews and the Romans looked at the cross, they looked at this other guy here, this thief here. The thief at the cross. He was nailed at the cross for his situation. But his destiny took him to paradise. So when paradise was looking at the people in paradise,
they
saw Jesus coming, and they looked at other thing, and they saw that guy on the throne. But he is in here. But his circumstances are
not
fit for paradise. And the anointing came. As a master. Master,
tense.
Remember me
Dirangai
when you enter into the kingdom. That is all that you needed. And destiny
Magumo
took him to paradise. Brother, when God has foreordained, he will release an anointing. Whether you like it or you don't like it, you release an anointing. That's why Mnangagwa is president today. God released an anointing. He's fired one day and the next day he comes as a president. Destiny looked at him and looked and saw him in South Africa and said, oh, no, no,
come.
When destiny, I'm not a politician, I'm just trying to illustrate. Destiny will do something that you wonder. So when you are ordained to your place, it's unstoppable. You can't stop, so don't fight for it. It's unstoppable. That's why we are here, friends. If you are like that three-fed Calvary, that three-fed cross, your destiny, your place is wanted in paradise. And they think, but look at this circumstance. He's actually in the process of dying. And then anointing came. So his friend, we are dying for our sins. But this man is not dying. He's dying for nothing. And he turns around to Christ. Remember me. They went together.
Christ
and the thief. Destiny will call you to your place. Don't fight yourself to your place. No. Let destiny call you. Let there be an anointing from heaven that brings you to your adoption. Rather, when it's like that, rather, I don't care whether Goliath comes. I don't care whether a lion comes. I don't care whatever comes. Rather, when you are in your position according to God's ordination, rather, you'll be bitten by a snake. The poison will not have any effect on you. You are in your position.
Yes, sir.
God has ordained us in this end time. That's why he sent a message. So that we get connected to our destiny. We get connected to our destiny. If you get the people to believe, then they believe. They get connected to the supernatural that ushers them into their adoption. Amen. When it's like that, friend, rather you can face every trial. You can face every temptation. You can fight every demon. You can meet anything that comes contrary to the word. You are not worried at all. Because you know there will be a release of an anointing that will make it possible. When you phantom in your mind and think how you are going to do it, you end up without no answer. But if you say, Lord, let thy will be done. Rather, he comes down and opens the way where there is no way. You open the Red Sea. Rather, you do wonders. Because he has ordained it. Forever, O Lord, thy way is established, is settled in heaven. So we are not here by chance. There is a way that is already settled for us. So we are just playing.
You
know, the unveiling of the thoughts of God on the earth. Then we are players. We are part of God that player from there. But it's already established in heaven. It's already settled in heaven. So play your part. And say, Lord, thy will be done. Play your part and be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. Play your part and live a holy life. Play your part.
Path,
and you find heaven taking you to where you belong, right to your adoption, right to your position. When you are now in your position, rather nobody, when you are in your position, you stand now with the authority of your adoption. You stand with the authority of your presence. You stand now with whole heaven. Say, yes, we have blessed
you.
Then you have no problems. Shall we bow our heads? Christian friend, sometimes we worry of how things are going to be. Sometimes we fret and say, how shall it be?
What is say?
How shall I win in this situation? I'm saying this afternoon. That's not what we should occupy ourselves with. We should occupy ourselves with what did God say? In his word about me and my situation. That's why the Jews
would
just say, I'm a seed of
Abraham.
Because they know in that statement, the scriptures say, they will possess the gates of
Israel.
What does the word say is what matters. Let's not worry about the circumstances, the things that are around us. Those things are bound to be there. They will be there. They shall be there. But I'm saying they cannot interrupt. They cannot stop. The prophet says, we will arrive. We are bound to arrive. Arrive where?
Kupi.
To our destiny.
And
our destiny, our adoption,
kwedu,
our blessing,
nzimbo,
our inheritance,
naka yedu,
our position.
Yedu.
If this afternoon you are saying,
Maskata norkuti,
Lord God,
Ishe, Jehovah,
sometimes
zimanguvam,
I fret and worry about situations that I come through. Sometimes I feel hopeless when I look at how I will solve it. And I see I can't solve it. But today, I've just been brought to my remembrance that there is something that was ordained in heaven, which cannot be stopped by circumstances, which cannot be stopped by anybody. It continues on until it comes to pass. And if you are saying, preacher, remember me in prayer, you can signify by raising your hand. I don't want to be a coward. I don't want to fear. I don't want to worry. I don't want to rush and do
hard.
But I want to wait upon the Lord. I want God to have his way in my life. I want to be placed where I belong. Then I can stand in my position. And I'll be a winner. God bless you. Heavenly Father, we are coming before your presence this afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Lord, in the name of Jesus,
amen.
Father, many a time,
yes, sir,
the devil comes and brings us to worry. We fret until we give hope. We give up hope, Lord. And we wonder how we are going to overcome. Master, instead of dwelling on what you have said, we start dwelling on the circumstances around us. And I'm praying, here are your children. Father, before we were on the earth, there was something that was already settled in heaven about our destiny, our adoption, our blessing, about how we will overcome even in this 21st century. So we are not fearing any evil. Lord, encourage your children. Give them strength in this hour. Lord, anoint them, Lord. Father God, with the anointing from heaven until they are placed to where they belong. Bless them, Lord. Minister to them, Lord. Anoint them, O God Almighty. Special this church, Lord, I commit them to your hands. With all the programs that they have, Lord, I pray the Holy Ghost to be the director. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Brother, listen.